The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, it's Christopher Bernasconi, and the last name is Bernasconi.
Where do you work, sir?
I work for TJ Maxx.
What do you do for TJ Maxx?
I'm a district loss prevention manager for District 1102, which is Metro Boston.
And how long have you been with TJ Maxx?
30 years.
And within Metro Boston, does that include the Norwell store?
It does not.
It does not. Have you had the opportunity to review videos from the Norwell store, though?
Yes.
And have you been designated as the keeper of records for TJ Maxx for those videos?
Yes.
And have you helped produce those videos prior to coming to court today?
Yes.
Did you review them to make sure that they were that they had not been altered in any way?
Yes.
One of the videos, though, there's a person that's blurred. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Is that then because the person wasn't 18?
That is correct.
Now, the videos that you turned over, that you helped produce from TJ Maxx, that was done in January of 2023, correct?
That's correct.
And TJ Maxx, they maintain their videos in the normal course of business?
Correct.
And they are done in good faith?
Correct.
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
Sir, is this the drive that you were looking at that had the videos from TJ Maxx on it?
It is.
It is for January 4th of 2023, correct?
That's correct.
Your Honor, now we'll proceed to have the drive of January 4th, 2023, TJ Maxx video from Norwell.
Any objection to that?
No objection.
And the TJ Maxx thumb drive 1/4 of 1/4/23 is now in evidence as Exhibit 263.
Come here.
Your Honor, I publish Exhibit 263.
You may.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman, can we have the first video entrance? And Ms. Gilman, if you could press pause. Sir, where is this in the Norwell store?
This is referred to as the entry public view monitor, capturing the entrance of the TJ Maxx in Norwell.
And Ms. Gilman, could you go to 1 minute and 28 seconds on the video player? And Mr. Berlusconi, at the top of the video is a label. That is, do you see that, 2003-0104? The title of the video?
Yes.
You see that?
I do.
Okay. And the time on the video, is it fair to say that's 9:44 and 24 seconds as far as the start time?
That's correct.
Sir, are there any issues with the TJ Maxx videos as far as the accuracy of their time?
They're very accurate.
If you could press play. Ms. Gilman, could we have the second video cue? And Ms. Gilman, could you go to 8 minutes and 12 seconds on the video player, media player? Thank you, Ms. Gilman. And if you could press play. Sir, where is this in the store?
This is the public view monitor in the queue line, which is essentially the checkout area.
And Ms. Gilman, can we go to the final video for register 4? Sir, where is this in the store?
This is above the cash register, register 4, I believe.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman. And Your Honor, may I approach one last time?
You may.
Mr. Berlusconi, do you recognize this document?
I do.
Is this a receipt for the transaction that you just showed us videos of?
It is.
The Commonwealth would seek to have the receipt from TJ Maxx for January 4th from Norwell as the next exhibit.
Any objection?
No objection.
The receipt that corresponds to Exhibit 263 is now in evidence as 264.
And Your Honor, may it
publish it, yes?
Publish it. I just want to make sure I call it to the court reporter.
Yes, you
Thank
may.
Thank you. Mr. Berlusconi, what is the address for this store?
It's 10 Washington Street, Norwell, Massachusetts.
And does this share a parking lot with another TJX store?
Yes, the home goods division.
And could we go all the way down to the bottom? Right there. Sir, how is this transaction conducted? Was it cash or charge?
It was a store value card used to make payment in this particular transaction.
And how much was the transaction for?
$133.94.
And going all the way down to the bottom, if we may? What was the date and time of the transaction?
January 4th, 2023 at 9:53:59 a.m.
Thank you, sir. No further questions.
No cross. Witness may step down. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Commonwealth may call its next witness.
The Commonwealth would call Alyssa Kirby.
Good Look at that, it's phone book.
You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you'll give in the cause now in hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you. You just follow me, please, okay? Take your time, just watch your step. You can have a seat. Just pull that chair a little tight.
Okay. Okay.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you please state your full name for the record and spell your name?
Yes, Alyssa Kirby, A-L-I-S-S-A-K-I-R-B as in boy, Y.
And where were you living in December of 2022?
I was living in Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C.
And were you familiar with Anna and Brian Walsh?
Yes.
And how were you familiar with the Walshes?
We were friends. I was introduced through my brother and sister-in-law.
And what's your brother's name?
Peter Kirby.
Okay. And so how would you characterize your relationship with Anna Walsh?
Yeah. Anna and I quickly became really close friends. We were new best friends, we called it, and we spent a lot of time together. We just kind of clicked like sisters.
And when did you become so close?
Shortly after she moved to Washington, D.C. and lived nearby.
So you said she lived nearby?
Yes.
Can you tell us how far she lived from you?
About 5 minutes around the corner, 5 minute walk.
And how often would you see her when you, once she moved to Washington, D.C.?
I would say we planned to try to see each other about once a week. It wasn't always that, but about that.
And how often would you communicate with her?
Similarly, about once a week or when she would come back to D.C., we'd talk about when we could meet up and hang out.
And did you know Will Fastow?
I knew of him, yes.
And how did you know of Will Fastow?
Shortly after I started spending more time with Anna, she would talk to me about him as the man who sold her house, but then her interest in him and just hearing a lot about him as a person.
And what did she tell you about him?
She told me of that she was interested in him, that she had a crush on him, but it was a lot more talk about their connection and, like, I guess what she wanted to have happen with him and her, I guess, just her interest.
And what did she tell you about telling Brian Walsh about this crush on Will Fastow?
She told me that she was open with Brian about her crush on Will and that he knew.
In Christmas of 2022, did you have communication with Brian Walsh on that day?
Yes.
And how did that happen?
Brian called me that day, and because he rarely or almost never called me, I answered, and he was looking for Anna because he said he hadn't heard from her. And so, because she lived around the corner, I offered to go over there and check on her.
And what happened? Did you go over and check on her?
As I was getting ready to go, he had messaged me back that he had gotten in touch with her.
So when you say that you had talked to him first and offered to check on her, did you do that in text, on the phone, or something else?
I believe that first time was a phone call, and then later was a text message.
And do you remember what time of day that phone call was?
Not exactly, but maybe, I feel like it was noon or early afternoon.
Okay. And what was his demeanor when you spoke to him on the phone?
That day, I think he was worried or a little bit nervous.
And approximately how long was it after you had spoken to him that he texted you?
I think it was within like 10 minutes because I was getting ready to go and it was fast enough that I hadn't left yet.
And did you speak with Anna Walsh that day on Christmas Day?
Yes.
And when did you speak with Anna Walsh that day?
It was late, much later that day in the afternoon. I was already with family for the holiday, and she called me as she was driving up to Massachusetts.
And what was her demeanor when she called you?
She was very upset.
And when you say very upset, can you describe that?
Yeah, she was angry, and she was upset that Brian would have called me that day because, you know, she said that she'd only not spoken to him for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, that it really hadn't been that long. And, you know, there was already some strife. And then she had...
Disdained, non-responsive. So I'll strike the last part. Ask a next question.
Certainly. So how long did you speak with her for that day?
Maybe like 20 minutes.
And did you arrange to see her again?
Yes.
And when did you plan to see Anna Walsh?
I can't remember exactly when we planned it, but I know we had planned a day to get together right before New Year's to kind of see each other, hang out, catch up, and like celebrate like a New Year's together.
And did you see her to have that celebration?
Yes.
And what day was that you saw her to have that celebration?
I believe it was the 29th.
And that was the 29th of what month?
Oh, December.
Of 2022.
Correct.
And where did you go?
We went a few places. We started at the bar that was across from where we lived that we'd been to a few times. And then we later went out to a karaoke dancing bar.
And how long did you stay out that night?
Like 6 hours.
So what was her demeanor that night?
So that night, because of what happened after Christmas, she was really upset. She was kind of breaking down because everything had been really hard, which Anna was always a very strong person, so that was very unusual for her. And she was just really upset about so much. She had really hit a breaking point. And, we talked about a lot of things because she was so upset.
Ms. Kirby, can you tell me what she was upset about?
She was primarily upset about her and Brian's relationship, about being so far away from the kids. And and feeling like she was upset having found out that the federal case was delayed, or she thought the federal case was delayed by Brian. And that she just really wanted to be with her kids. Their marriage had been really strained for a long time. And she told me how like upset she was and how frustrating that was. And how she was really at a breaking point.
George, I'm going to remind you that the statements that are being offered with regard to Anna Walsh's state of mind are admissible. Again, limited to establishing his state of mind, as is relevant to the defendant's motive to kill. To the extent that such state of mind evidence includes statements describing the defendant's federal case, honest statements are admitted only to show the defendant's motive and not to show that he had a bad character propensity to commit any criminal offense. You may proceed.
Thank you. Had you seen her like this before?
No. Anna was usually someone very, very happy, very joyful, very strong.
Hey, no characterizations, just your observations. Next question.
When talking, did she use specific words about what she had said to the defendant, which she had said to Brian Walsh, about the legal case?
What she told me about that was that she was upset because she wanted him to take responsibility. She wanted their family together. She wanted that whole process to be over, and she wanted him to be responsible, be accountable, and do whatever he had to do to keep their family together.
And what did she mean? What did she tell you that she meant by the word responsibility?
Yeah, at that point in time, responsibility was potentially just taking jail time and admitting wrongdoing and just owning a mistake, and so that their family, that she would be waiting for them and that their family could be together.
Did she give you specifics of what she had told you about the amount of time?
I think it was all an estimate, but at the time she thought maybe a year.
What did she tell you about the physical separation and her family staying together?
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what you're asking.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask that well. What did she tell you about being in different states and what that physical separation might mean?
Yeah, that it was really difficult for the family, but that also, because of how difficult things were, she was contemplating what that could mean legally being able to take her children to Washington, D.C. And also the physical separation from a husband was very difficult for her.
What, if anything, did she tell you about having established a separate household?
Oh, that she had told me that everything was set up in her name, the house in Washington, D.C., and the bills were, everything was in her name. So she was trying to figure out a way that she could have the kids with her in D.C.
What, if anything, did she tell you about her intimate relationship with Brian Walsh?
She told me that, you know, aside from everything being really difficult, that they had not been intimate in a really long time, like maybe over a year, I think she had said.
And what did she tell you as to why?
She said it was because that Brian had been really depressed and that the strain of the case had really just taken a toll on his mental health and their marriage, and that she felt also that that her energy was being really drained.
Was she specific about what she meant by her energy being drained?
Yeah, at that time, she was saying that Brian was calling her several times a day, that she felt physically and emotionally exhausted traveling back and forth from D.C. to Massachusetts. It was just a lot on her body, mind, soul, and spirit, and that, that also just like emotionally feeling like she had to be the strong one was very draining for her.
What did she tell you about Brian and his mother?
She had always said that.
Your Honor, objection. I'll see you at the side of the bench.
Ms. Kirby, in this conversation on December 29th, what did she tell you about Brian and his mother and a psychic?
She told me that Brian had told her that his mom went to a psychic and that the psychic had said that she was having an affair. And that night she told me how ridiculous that was and how like she was very upset by that. And she'd always felt that, Brian's mom didn't like her. And that it was scary.
Did she say why? That she was, why that was scary?
Yeah, I think because she always...
Objection as to, I think. Yes, sustained.
Did she say why? Not your opinion, just did she say why in that conversation?
Yes, what she said as to why was that she felt like his mom never really liked her and never, like, wanted her in the picture, basically.
Your Honor, at this time, I'd ask to publish from one picture from Exhibit 145 on page 39.
It's already in evidence?
It is already in evidence.
You may
just
publish
the picture.
You may publish it.
Thank you. Ms. Kirby, do you recognize that picture?
Yes.
Can you tell me who's that a picture of?
Picture of me and Anna.
And when was that picture taken?
That night we went out on the 29th.
I'm sorry, did you say that was the night from the 29th? That was during that night of December 29th.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman. You can take that down. Did you see Anna Walsh after the evening of December 29th into December 30th, because you said you were out late, of 2022?
No.
When did, if you know, when did she leave for Massachusetts?
She left that next day on the 30th.
And when did you expect her to return to Washington, D.C.?
I think she had said like the third or fourth. It was a few days after New Year's. She was planning to come back.
Of January?
Correct.
Okay. And when was the last time that you communicated with Anna Walsh?
Right after midnight on New Year's Day.
And after that exchange with Anna Walsh on New Year's Day, right after midnight, did you get texts from Brian Walsh?
Yes, on the 2nd.
Your Honor, I'd ask to get an exhibit and then approach.
You may.
I'm approaching with Exhibit 164.
164?
Yes. Yes,
thank you.
You want to just look at that for a moment? Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And you can look through it all.
Okay.
What are those?
text messages between me and Brian.
Your Honor, may we publish Exhibit 164 for the jury?
You may.
Thank you. So I'd specifically like to ask about on January 3rd, if we could go down. Can you read on page 2, can you read that in green?
Yes. It says, "Hello, I know we did this a week ago, but have you heard from Anna?"
And how did you respond to that?
I said, "Hey, Brian, sorry for the delay. I was sleeping. I have the flu and I'm super sick. I texted with Anna on New Year's Day, but no, haven't heard from her. Is she working today? She's usually running around super busy with work."
And when did you send that?
It looks like on January 3rd at 12:51 p.m.
And then did Mr. Walsh respond to you?
He said, "You're right. I'll let you know when she calls. Feel better soon."
And then did you contact him later?
After that, I said, "Thank you." And then the next morning, I was sick, so I slept the whole day. And the next morning, when I realized I hadn't heard back, I texted him, "Did you ever hear back?"
And then what happened?
And then he said, "No, they're looking for work now." And that's when I got really scared that something was wrong.
So what did you do after hearing that?
After that, I called my brother and I asked if he had heard from her and was explaining the situation.
We can stop the publication. I'm sorry.
Sustained.
So just tell me what you did. What did you do?
After that text message, I called my brother and...
That's fine. Okay. That's all. And then what did you do after calling your brother? Did you speak with Brian Walsh at some point on the phone?
I did, but I don't remember if it was later that day or the next day on the phone.
And who was on the phone with Brian Walsh?
There were some calls that was just me and Brian, and there was one call with Brian and his mother.
And what was the call with Brian and his mother like?
Well, his mother was pretty combative. I think she sounded...
You approach sidebar?
Yes.
Going back for just a moment on the 29th, did Anna ever tell you how Brian reacted to his mother saying, the psychic saying that she was having an affair?
Yeah, she told me that he thought it was equally as crazy, or that was what he said to her.
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
You're gonna swap out what? I'm just gonna give you enough. Recognize that jacket?
Yes.
Can you tell me what?
Just stay on the microphone so we can hear you.
Sorry. Can you tell me how you recognize that jacket?
As Anna's jacket, one that she wore.
Your Honor, I'd ask that this be the next exhibit.
All right, any objection to that?
None, thank you.
Jurors, that'll be marked into an evidence as Exhibit 264, photo of Anna. The jurors, the face of Anna Walsh is blurred out for that photo, but there's no dispute that that is a photo of her in the jacket, in a jacket. Thank you. 265? Oh, yes. Thank you.
265.
265, yes.
And I'd ask that this be published to the jury.
You may. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cross.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Miss Kirby.
Good afternoon.
It sounds like you and Anna got very close very fast.
Yes.
When she was down there, you guys would try to see each other about once a week?
Yeah.
Okay. And while she was down there, she was working for Tishman Speyer?
Yes.
And obviously you would text or talk on the phone sometimes during the week?
Yes.
And sometimes go for coffee walks around the neighborhoods?
Not coffee, but often walks, or we would meet up. Yeah.
I'm imposing my own desire in that.
Okay.
Okay. And her work schedule was pretty demanding while she was down in D.C.
Yes.
And it wasn't uncommon that she would work until 7 or 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that was what she would tell me, yes.
Okay. And then on top of that, she was flying back and forth to Boston on Thursdays or Fridays and returning on Sunday nights or Mondays?
Yeah, often Mondays and then returning Thursday or Friday.
Okay. I want to talk to you a little bit about that Christmas Day phone call from Mr. Walsh.
Okay.
You had mentioned that it was not common or out of the ordinary for him to have called you.
Yes.
Okay. And I think you described him on that call as nervous and worried, right?
Yes.
And this was Christmas Day?
Yes.
And I think you told us it was about noon or a little bit past noon when he had reached out to you?
Mm-hmm.
And what he said is that he and the boys were expecting her home for Christmas and he hadn't heard from her.
What I recall he said was just ask me if I had heard from her, because he hadn't heard from her.
Okay. And because of that nervousness or worry in his voice, you actually offered to go swing by her house to see if she was there.
Yeah, I thought that she was already back home for Christmas, and so that worried me, so I offered to go over.
Okay. And you, I think you said within 10 or 15 minutes, he actually reached out to be like, we're good, she reached out to me, she's okay.
He said he had heard from her.
Okay. You had told us that you had also spoken to Anna on the 25th on the telephone?
Yes.
And you were telling us that she was angry and upset that Mr. Walsh had called you.
Yes, she was angry that, you know, he had bothered me that day with that, because she felt it had not been that long since they had spoken.
Okay. So it was Christmas Day and she was upset that he bothered you on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And that he worried you.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned that Anna had a friend named William Fastow?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you told us that she shared with you that she had a crush on him.
Yes.
And she told you that she told her husband that she had a crush on him.
Yes.
And that Anna, when she was talking about sharing that with her husband, that they always had an open, honest relationship.
Yes, that's what she said.
Okay. And in that conversation, when she was telling you about how she had told her husband about having a crush on Will, that Brian wasn't the jealous type.
When she told me that, I was surprised, and she said that was their relationship. They were open, and that he wasn't jealous.
And not only was he not jealous, that she kind of wished he was a little more jealous.
I think in the way that a wife would want a husband to be protective, yes.
Okay. And during the time you were friends in D.C. with Anna, and during these conversations, she never told you that she was having a romantic relationship with Will Fastow?
Not specifically, no. We talked a lot about Will, but not that anything had ever actually happened.
Okay. So you believe that they had a connection and she had a crush, but she never told you that they had been romantic or intimate.
Correct.
Okay. I think you had said that during this conversation on the 29th, Anna had said that lately she was just feeling drained of energy, right?
Drained of energy just due to everything going on. Yeah.
Okay. And she had also told you that she was someone that would stay up late and get up early in the morning, right?
I think she kept a busy schedule, not that she specifically always stayed up late and got up early, but that, you know, she was doing a lot and she just was a very energetic, passionate person.
And towards the end of December, there was a shift. There was a change in that.
Yes.
And she told you that she was falling asleep earlier and getting up later, and that was unusual for her.
Yeah, that she was really just starting to be sad and everything was taking a toll on her. Yeah.
Okay. And it was, but when she was reporting this to you, she was talking about how even sleep, that she was falling asleep earlier, in the night. She was sleeping later in the morning than she usually would.
I don't recall that exactly, just that she said that she felt so tired and burnt out.
Okay. You had mentioned that you had plans to get together on 12/29, but you also had plans to go out on December 20th. The week before.
I don't think I remember that exactly.
Okay.
But we often would try to make plans and then things would shuffle, so.
Okay. Mm. The plans I'm talking about on the 20th, she had canceled because she wasn't feeling
well. Right, yes.
Okay. You shared with us during that long night out with Anna that the two of you were talking a lot about how it was difficult that she was away from her family.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I apologize. And she told you that she said to Brian, you know, you need to resolve this. Even if you go to jail, we'll be here for you when you get out.
She didn't specifically say like this than this. It was more like a conversation about taking responsibility, accountability, what that would mean, that could mean just owning and taking the jail time if that was what, because the sentencing hadn't happened. So we didn't know exactly what it would be, but that was something she wanted for him to take care of their family in that way and just take responsibility.
Okay.
Have it be done.
And I think you told us earlier on direct that she said to him, we'll be there even if that happens, meaning her and the boys.
And I don't think she said that directly. It was more like communicating to me that she wanted their family to be together, even if that meant
okay,
jail time. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they were still figuring out like what to do. They had been living apart and she wasn't sure what would happen.
And so what you're telling us is that she wanted her family together.
Mm-hmm.
And that she wanted him to do whatever it took so that her and Brian and the boys could be together.
Yeah.
Nothing further, Your Honor. Any redirect?
Ms. Kirby, did she want her family together?
Objection, Your Honor.
She stated it. She can answer it. So rephrase the question.
On December 29th, did she tell you, did she want her family together?
I think...
Objection, Your Honor.
Listen to the question. Answer the question if you can.
On December 29th, what did she tell you about if she wanted her family together?
She said that she wanted her family together. She also was exhausted and not really sure what to do, but I think she
objection
wanted her
as to I think.
All right. Sustained.
On December 29th, what did she tell you about if she loved the defendant, Brian Walsh?
She told me that he would often not tell her he loved her and would always ask her how much she was in love with him, and that she told me that this time she answered not as much because of everything that had happened. And that she was falling out of love, and also that she wanted, you know, I think she saw.
Objection, Your Honor. As
again,
I think she saw.
I know it's a long time ago, but it has to be the statement she made to you, not what you think.
Okay.
Or what you understood from it. It's statements that she made to you.
Okay. Sorry.
And on December 29th of 2022, how did she physically appear to you?
Tired.
And on December 29th of 2022, did you go out to karaoke?
Yes.
And did she go dancing?
Yeah, it was karaoke dancing.
Thank you.
Any recross?
No, thank you.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.